So far, only two COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in the San Joaquin Valley, one each in Madera and Fresno counties. Both are related to cruise ship travel, but to prevent further spread, Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsetsui reports that public health departments are monitoring at-risk folks daily.
As of Tuesday morning, at least 30 people from Stanislaus to Kern County have been monitored for possible COVID-19 symptoms.
We're doing what's called active monitoring, where we check in with patients every day, either by phone or in person, to see how they're doing and to see if they have any needs that we can help out with while they're sort of isolating themselves at home.
That's Dr. Simon Paul, a public health officer with Madera County. He's hoping to contain the disease by watching at-risk patients closely for 2 weeks. If a case is confirmed, he'll also monitor anyone the patient has had contact with. So far, the risk of getting the virus from someone in the San Joaquin Valley is very low. But Mariposa County Health Director Dr. Eric Sergienko says things could change quickly, even if just a few cases are confirmed.
We would probably run out of the capacity to do really good contact tracing after about 3 or 4 cases.
In the meantime, both health officials say that instead of wiping out the toilet paper aisle, preventative measures like washing hands and disinfecting surfaces are the best ways to protect oneself. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Tsetsui.